Alrighty.
5-2 with the boys.
5-2. What a dude. The Jackhammers are out today.
Yeah.
They should be fucking arrested.
A pre-apology if they fire back up again in the start here.
Did we break down what they were doing or no?
Did we?
Yeah.
They're breaking down.
They're breaking down
they're
the
breaking
cement.
Down the world.
The earth.
They're digging to China, I think.
Come on, Jeebus, say what's actually up, guys.
Are we starting? I thought you guys were just
I think we were just
flapping
starting,
your
right? Oh, you just started?
Bing, bong, bong,
bing,
bong,
bong, bong, bing, bong, bong.
Do we want a warm-up song or what?
Yeah, but that one didn't come. That one didn't. It's got to come to us naturally.
Yeah, you got to feel it. Forced energy is not real energy.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't like that.
I am it's making me think after we were talking about the other guys digging a hole and then these guys digging a hole.
That we should dig a hole.
If you got all your boys together, like 10 boys in
10
a yard,
men.
Some nice like wet earth, how deep of a hole you think you could just, could that be fun? Just trying to dig the biggest hole we could dig?
Never been to the beach before?
Okay.
Wow, dude, way to put it down.
This
trying to have a fun time.
I actually enjoy this question a lot. How wet is the earth?
Whoa.
My bad. How wet? It's just a nice, like, it rained like 3 days ago.
It's nice earth.
Yeah, it's not dry.
10 men.
10 men.
Nice earth.
And you're in, like, say you're shaded under a tree, you know, and you're just going at it.
There's no limit.
You got a 30 rack and your boys.
What is,
10 guys, only a 30 rack?
Is it
or
a race?
Per person?
Or is it a race?
It's just, you know, we decided we're going to try and dig as deep a hole as we can get today.
I don't think there's a limit. It's until you reach, like, the next layer of the core.
I actually used to do this
run
a lot.
Into like some rock and then we get a jackhammer. We're never stopping.
I used to do this as a kid. My dad worked in like a big open lot and I would just dig holes.
Yeah. You go to the beach where you dig like a big old jacuzzi, you know?
Yeah. But that's just, you're just digging deep enough to bury yourself. Really?
We'd go pretty deep.
Or when you dig deep enough to get to the water and then you dig it to the water.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I'd say we'd probably get about,
I could do that today.
25 feet. In
skip
the wet
golf.
Earth.
Let's go dig.
You want to go dig?
Yeah, I'd rather dig.
Before I'm like, we should stop.
Fuck golf. New hobby, digging.
Mm-hmm. I did see this one person was saying...
Wait, have we started the episode?
Yeah, I think we started.
Okay.
That's a great start. I love
howdy.
That.
This person wrote in on like a thing. It was like, hey, should I be worried? And her husband was just going out and digging a hole for fun.
Oh, he's definitely...
But he was like sneaking away to do it.
Yeah, he's hiding
And he
bodies.
Just had like a big tractor and he's just digging a big hole.
Just in a tractor?
Yeah.
Did he rent it?
No, they like lived in like farmland kind of area. But he would just go out there and dig.
He's probably making a fucking whatever.
Doomsday bunker.
Or some sort of course.
Doomsday. Can we get into doomsdaying?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Dude, it's actually a big thing.
Oh, yeah. It would be fun as shit.
Yeah.
I'll do the plants, the garden, and the aquaponics stuff. To keep
is there like
up.
A Netflix show, like Extreme Doomsday? There's something.
There's Doomsday Preppers.
Yeah, I've seen something.
Doomsday Preppers?
And I've seen clips, and
it
looks
is
awesome.
Lit. They have these people on there, and they give them a rating. So they rate them on like how much food and stuff and like how long they can survive. And then they give them like there's a special category because each person has like a special thing. Like one person's like, oh, I built a lake, a 2 million gallon lake in my backyard that I can siphon water from and stuff. Or like this guy's like, I built a fucking nuclear protection bunker and I buried my RV in there so that I can live in the RV underground.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, people have got it.
That's pretty damn cool.
But then they also have defense is one of the things. Because like, if you have this nice thing, like how well can you defend it? And this one guy has like, he works in the quarries. So mm-hmm. he would like take rocks and he built like a bunch of things that he can pull and like a rock avalanche will like kill people.
I like
this
that.
Is real? This yeah. is fucking smart as shit, dude.
Oh yeah, it's the best.
People I like this in. A lot.
You know, apparently under the big Mormon church over
there's a bunker.
In La Jolla, there's an insane bunker built to hold like thousands of people.
Yeah,
with
only
like,
Mormons though.
Yeah, no,
yeah, of course.
No, like legitimately only for Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like a full, it has like a Costco sized like warehouse with food and shit inside of it, like all underneath that beautiful church.
Really?
It's like 10 layers deep, 10
levels?
Fucking levels underground.
10 levels?
Yeah.
No way.
I might get killed for saying that, but fuck the Mormons.
Dude, what the fuck do they do in there? How do you even build those things that pointy?
Well, that's just an immaculate.
Oh, the top. You're like, talking about the 10 layers.
Deep. I don't know.
How do you build something that pointy?
It's steel. With steel.
Spit and like it's paper mache, I think.
Yeah, it's clay.
It's
yeah.
paper
clay
mache.
And spit.
Yeah, you ever thrown a rock at it? It goes right there.
those buildings are kind of crazy, though.
If I was going to join a religion,
a cult,
I would join Mormonism, just for that bunker.
Yeah, that's a sick cult.
Like, if you want to convert me, show me something like that and maybe I'll consider it.
Is that one of the ones you could just get into?
No.
No, Mormon's hard.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, you can't just say it.
Like there's a multiple choice?
You can't. No, I think you
blood have sacrifice.
There's definitely
you have to give them your firstborn.
You do have to sacrifice something, and then you have to give up like 25%.
I'm pretty sure you have to go on a mission to be like a full blown Mormon.
Yeah, you have to do that.
A 2-year mission.
But you can get into it
if you want to do that.
You get into any of them.
Do we know how it starts?
What?
Like what the first step
to get into it?
Yeah. Do you just go in and be like
your parents are it?
No, like if you wanted, like if you didn't have it in the family, you probably just walk
in. I bet you walk in and there's somebody in there who tells you how to
do
it.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's easy to get. They want you.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd come to your house to get you.
Yeah. Yeah. They walk around and try to get you.
Yeah. It's not hard to join.
That's crazy that they fucking send people out like that.
Yeah. Like for like 2 years of their lives.
Oh, you have to go recruit for 2 years?
Yeah,
you have
that's to, the mission.
The mission is 2 years long.
Your mission is to get more missioners.
You have to work for 2 years.
The mission is 2 years long.
It's basically like the military.
You have to pay your own way there.
You have to do a tour.
You're not allowed to talk to your family more than one time a year. You get one phone call a
if
year.
If they're non-Mormon.
Bullshit.
Swear to God.
Yeah.
Really?
No, even if they are Mormon, you get one phone call a year.
Oh, when you're on the mission.
Yeah.
Not for life.
No, not for
okay,
life.
Okay, I was like, well, what the fuck? Yeah. Now I'm back out. And or maybe just, I'm more in?
Just 12 hours a day.
That's kind of legendary.
Just 12 hours a day, you're just knocking doors trying to convert people into being in your cult.
Is there like a, do you have to convert any amount to like, or could I just do it for 2 years? Like,
I don't think there's like a metric, but I'm sure like if you weren't doing well, they'd probably be up your
How
ass.
How many do they convert?
All of them.
Like what does the best one do? Like they get like 10?
Well, we know someone who did 80.
80?
Yeah.
80 converts door
in
to door?
2 years, yeah.
That's, door to door.
Yeah. In Texas.
What's their spiel?
In Texas or New Mexico where they're like super.
Have you heard about the Lord Christian. And Savior Jesus Christ? Are they,
no, I don't think they're Jesus, are they?
No. It's the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, that's Latter-day Saints.
I mean, they believe in Jesus, but it's a different thing.
It's what's his name?
John Paul. Smith.
John Smith.
John Smith.
Yeah,
that's a made up name.
You don't know the Mormon thing? John Smith is a guy, so he found this like hat. This magic hat that had a decipherable crystal in the top that made it so that he could read tablets written by God in some undecipherable thing. So then he deciphers them and makes them into the Book of Mormon. But then, this is a cool part about Mormonism, he lost the papers and they were like, hey, can you do it again? And he's like, yeah, sure, but it's not going to be the same as the first time. Because it was obviously made up.
Yeah.
So he's like, does it again and it's a little different.
It's like one of the most falsely grounded religions there possibly could be.
But they get multiple wives?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's so many pros.
Yeah. So that's an easy.
I mean, if you're going to make something up, make it good.
Yeah. Daniel Tosh did a hilarious joke about it. He's like, if my dad was old enough to be like, yeah, that didn't fucking happen. Like, it was only that long ago. He's like, I don't fuck with it.
And the guy's name is John Fucker Smith?
Yeah.
John Smith.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's a wild. Because
when did it get started? It was like.
It was in like the 1900s.
Yeah.
It was in the
19
fucker hundreds.
It might have been like late
1800s. Like, this guy was in the U.S. when it was
it's
made.
It's the most recent religion like that exists.
Except for the Scientology one.
Yeah.
And he had a crystal hat?
Yeah, he has a hat with
and he was the only one who was allowed to have it or who could like see it.
That knew it existed.
No one even like could see it. Like no one ever saw the actual thing that he deciphered it with.
Yeah. So because the beginning story of it is so great because he only convinces one guy to believe him in the start. So this guy is like the guy who's like writing it down for him or something and he's telling him what to write down.
The disciple.
Because I think this guy was illiterate. Or something.
Yeah, he was probably
a great salesman.
But he convinces this one guy, and in the story, like the guy goes back to his wife and is like telling him about it, and the wife is like, that sounds pretty fucking stupid.
And he's like, shut up, bitch.
And he's like, no, he's got a crystal.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm
getting another wife.
He's got a crystal in his hat. He's got tablets from God that he can decipher.
If you don't believe me, I'm going to find another wife who believes me.
Imagine coming back to him and being like, hey, my wife thinks it's kind of stupid. He's like, dude. This lets you have multiple wives. Fuck her. He's like, oh, okay. Who cares?
She's an idiot.
Yeah, that's super easy. So
you guys, the Book of Mormon is the best, like most entertaining. It's a play, but it is like TV, movie, anything. The most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, the South Park episodes on that stuff.
Well, the guys who created South Park wrote this play.
Oh, they wrote the play?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's like the most successful play on Broadway ever.
Unbelievable.
It is the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's like 4 hours long. It's you're just pissing yourself because they're just shitting on the Mormon religion the whole time.
Yeah.
You're like, how did they get away with this?
Because when you break it down the way that they do,
it's fucking hilarious.
Like, wait a
and it's like
second.
Everything they say is actually true, but they just spin it in like the obviously like hilarious take of what the truth
well, with
is.
The, yeah. the vision of 20.
There's like, just a hilarious like it's just from an outside perspective. It's a hilariously joke of a religion.
Yeah. Shout out our Mormons.
Anyway,
it's gotta be at least one,
next,
right?
Next topic.
Well, wait, on the religion thing, I was thinking about that. I think I brought this up with Morg. If the
sorry alien, if we have any
if,
Mormons.
If aliens are real.
I love wait, this. I think there's an alien twist somewhere involved.
No, that's
in this
Scientology.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, Scientology is the aliens died in the volcano. That's right. And then their spirits come out and
yep.
whatever.
There it is.
But if aliens do be are proven to be real, is religion just over?
Yeah.
No, we looked this up. Remember? They're demons.
Oh yeah, they're angels and demons. That's what they said. Yeah.
Right.
They have something for everything. That's like when I looked up dinosaurs.
And I bet the verse is like not even close to saying that, but it's interpreted like that.
No. Yeah, all the verses that they used as like.
But if they're like a completely different thing from a different planet, I think the whole thing falls apart.
Well, that's because the definition of angels and demons are not of this earth.
Yeah,
and
but aliens, like that's not what
alien,
they fucking mean.
Technically, the definition of alien is not of this earth.
But
that's
it all not, depends. That's on, not what they meant.
It all depends on what they have to say about it.
Yeah,
we like if they show up and they're like.
Well, it's like the dinosaur one. When I was talking about this with Morg's mom, I was like, how do they explain dinosaurs? And the way they explain dinosaurs is even though God said he made it in 7 days, right? He made the world. 7 days to God could have been
ooh,
7 billion years.
His time is...
God time is whatever
God
he wants.
Time is,
she knows her shit.
Which makes it way less fucking impressive if he did it over 7 billion years.
Yeah.
It took God 7 billion years.
He just said he fucking spent... 20 years on the platypus.
That's valid though. Those things are sick.
He's like, fuck.
That thing took some iterations.
Yeah, he had to run through some different fucking clay animations.
Half beaver, half duck, and it's venomous.
Is it venomous?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a venomous fucking big stinger on their like wrist, like Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think they're like saliva if they like clip you with their beak.
No, they have a stinger, like a stingray.
Shut the fuck
up.
Like the thorns guy from X-Men?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's...
I've always been a fan of the platypus myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's top five.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And it's not five.
And it's not five. Anywho.
Yeah, so what else we got?
Well, a little recap of last weekend. Had a grandiose time. We played at Academy.
Fucking burned it to the fucking floor, right, Jay?
You loved it. Dude, the floor was on fire.
Dude,
yeah, it was lava
floor
all night.
Brought the fucking top down, brother.
That was a good one. That was
a fucking
heater.
Top down floor fire.
So thanks to anyone who made it out to that.
I don't think any of our fans were there. I didn't see anybody.
Well, we have.
There's got to be some crossover. Right?
There's some crossover.
Mm.
But yeah, that was a film.
Yeah.
Do you think there are any cross? I feel like it's one or the other. You don't like both.
No, we have.
There's definitely.
Well, our initial group of fans would have only known us for the music, so
which was few.
They probably stopped listening years ago.
When we start off with the Mormons, you know it's going to be.
We were
well
behaved. We were well behaved.
Were we though?
At what point?
During the set.
Yeah.
During the set. After that, the gloves came off.
Ooh, I was going to say during the set, is there any way in future sets we can make it so there aren't 22 photographers between you guys and the people behind you?
That's just what happens when you're a hotshot, dude.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like you're not even watching the show.
They're like blocking your view. I do remember turning around and there were six people with cameras standing behind
me. Yeah, it's like I can't see you or the crowd.
Yeah.
From back there.
Well, it's just so fucking important. There's just nothing we could do about it.
Oh, that's true.
We just need the content.
Mormon church stuff.
It didn't happen if we don't get content.
Yeah.
Mm.
Go in the crowd. Maybe rip on some baddies.
They were sweaty out there. It's kind of gross.
I bet they were. They were going ape shit. That was probably the most fun show we've ever played.
Yeah, the boys were going ballistic, dude.
Electric. Hey, for once, Jay, you know
you're...
It was sold out, dude.
That's number one.
So John used to always say that because he's been coming to our show since day one. And let me tell you, they were not sold out for a very long time. We would show up to the club and we're the first people there.
But when
we start playing, he's like, damn, sold out another one. That show, got on stage, that bitch was sold out.
That was sold out. The only reason I made the joke about it not being sold out when it... wasn't is because when I'm getting recruited to go to these, you guys are like, hey, it's sold out, dude. You got to come.
Well, sometimes it would be, but like, it would be, but like the crowd wouldn't get there till our set was over.
Yeah, no, we were selling out.
Yeah.
For the early set. For sure.
But yeah, that was fun as fuck. Any other highlights from the weekend week? I'm back on my Huberman routine.
Nope. You got one day and another Huberman and you're back.
I've done two full days, last Thursday and then this Thursday.
Okay, so Thursdays are Huberman days.
Thursdays are Huberman days.
I like that. We could roll with that.
It's better than no Huberman days.
No.
It is.
No.
It is, though.
You can't say it's not.
Statistically, it's better.
I show up on podcast day.
Look at how clear he is today, dude.
I show up on podcast.
Look at how clear he is.
Yeah. Don't fucking mock that.
Clear skin. Did you mean clear skin?
No, I didn't mean clear skin.
Clear skin, clear headed, transparent.
All right, ladies and gents, we're going to take a quick break from the show. It's time to unleash the beach beast within you this summer.
Why'd you start over?
Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their new Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
Oh, yeah.
That's lit.
That's so kitted.
So pro. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasies. Mm. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce.
I'm just upset with them now.
And turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use code NOFOMO for 20% off and free shipping. It's time to tame your mame. So say goodbye to all your stubble trouble with Man Cape's Beard Hedger Pro Kit, motherfucker.
Said like every fourth word right
man
now.
Man Cape's in honor of Comic-Con.
Man Cape's and double bubble mame.
It's time to get a fucking man
tame
cape.
Tame your mame.
Dude, yep. Reading's hard. I don't do it out loud often.
Don't speak much.
Yeah, I don't speak a lot. So anyways, drop that code NOFOMO at checkout for free shipping. 20% off.
Oh, shit.
Boom, motherfucker. Oh, shit. Boom, shit. Dude.
Live fast,
boom,
eat ass.
Get boom, fucked. Boom, now boom. Back to the show.
Hubby all right, man. Let's see what the fuckholes have. All right, this one's from Toenail. At Toenail in the Discord. I'm getting married next Saturday. What are the drug use rules for the day?
The day, like leading up?
Like the day of.
Oh, okay.
For your own wedding.
For your own wedding. That's so kind of a good question.
That's
good.
A great
that's
question.
Good. That's really
that's
good.
That's a great question.
You're definitely...
Because we just did a big drug wedding last year.
Yeah, but that's different for him.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So for the groom, nothing until after the dinner.
I would say you're allowed to have one bump pre-wedding
no.
to get you back in.
No.
No, think about because you're going to be pretty drunk. I'm going to be drunk.
Well,
like no. getting ready for shit?
You have a couple, you have like 2 to 3 beers before the wedding. That's it.
No, okay. Well, a bump, if you fuck that up.
A bump, you want to be fucking...
Dude, can we write this down? Clip this. For Garrett's
clip.
Garrett's you wedding. Be sweating.
Garrett's wedding. If he's 3 beers in, that'll
you
want
to be sweating. I think an Adderall is more on point. You want to be sweating and that's fucking shaking while you're reading your
one
vows?
Bump. No. One bump.
One bump, then you need
I know
one
you don't
bump.
Understand what that means.
And guess what you're thinking the entire ceremony? I need another bump.
Well, hopefully you're a little locked in on your wedding, but...
Yeah.
You think you're nervous reading your vows?
No, you're just going to be sweating and shaky because you just did cocaine.
Off one bump.
Oh, this off guy. One bump.
This guy, one bump, dude. I just to lock you back. Let's bring you back to neutral.
You're telling me you're not going to do a little bump ski?
Not
your...
before the ceremony.
Okay, you well, this. Use his
I
advice
I just officiated
if
a wedding and I didn't do a bump
hey,
before.
Hey, he's allowed to have 2 different sets of advice, this guy.
Yeah.
Choose who you want to listen to, this guy or the guys.
Do you have to
I think,
or something?
I think you should get pretty drunk.
Yes.
Before and then write
no, like, a solid
like
rest.
When you're about to walk down the aisle, everyone's getting set up. Rip yes. one, make have your groomsmen. This is why you got to have a best man.
Yes,
check that shit for you. Make sure you're clean and then
wouldn't that be a photo?
Fucking like fixing your bow tie and then like looking up your nose.
I think 6 out of 10 drunk before the ceremony sounds right.
I also don't think I'm gonna read vows at mine.
Oh, that you're not having a wedding, so that's not really
that's dope. Yeah. So it's tough. I guess it's tough for me. But I think I would do like maybe like a smaller set of vows for the wedding. But I'm not going to read like the whole actual ones there.
That's like the only thing that happens during a wedding.
No, there's a bunch of other bullshit.
If it's not like a religious,
what the fuck was that 6 hours we just sat through? If the only thing was the vows,
it was like 25 minutes.
The whole wedding.
The ceremony.
The ceremony.
Yeah, but that part sucks. It's the worst part of any wedding.
Yeah, but the only like it's you read the vows. That's what you do.
There's plenty of people who don't read vows.
I don't think that's true at all.
Yes, it is.
What?
They don't read vows at the wedding. They read them to each other, and then they don't read it in front of people.
Well, who's your stat book?
Have you ever been to a wedding?
Look, that is I've been to plenty of weddings, and I know for a fact that some of them they didn't read vows. That is a normal thing. You guys are in your own world.
How many weddings have you been to? Less than 10.
What does it matter?
Because I guarantee
you're bringing up a statistic here.
If anything, there was maybe one you went to where they didn't read vows, and even that doesn't sound right.
Okay, but this is a thing that people do. Plenty of people do not read them.
You're just saying things.
No, I'm not. You guys just don't know something, and then you're thinking.
I'm just saying
wrong.
I've been to a lot of weddings, and they always read vows.
How many weddings have you been to?
a lot.
How many?
Probably like 20, 25.
Okay. 25. There we go.
I've been to 2.
That's all of them. Then. We got them all done.
But I would say after the ceremony, it's a Molly night, I feel like.
Little Molly, little shrooms, lots of cocaine.
Well, you have to remember for after the ceremony, there's so many things that they have to do still.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, okay, so I think after you have to get through the dinner.
Yeah, it's after dinner.
After the dinner when the party starts.
Because you can't be rolling face when your dad's like reading his speech.
Well, and you're trying to eat food and not look like a fucking tweaker.
True.
It's probably
you're sitting in front of everyone.
The more I think about it now, it's probably not a drug one for the groom and the bride. Fuck it. I don't know. I'm back and forth on it every time. Depends on who's there. If it's a really family oriented thing, you probably don't want Meemaw seeing you fucking chewing your lip off.
I think you just wait till after the dinner.
Meemaw dips in, dude.
If you can get Meemaw in on it, then yeah, rip
okay.
it.
After the dinner, when the dance floor is ripping, you go off. Whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah, I think
the dance floor is where it's got to happen, I think.
I'm with that.
Time it with that.
Yeah. You're so wishy-washy. Your advice is invalid here.
Yes, you guys turned classic. On each other.
This is a classic.
You're just making shit up over there.
You just make something up.
You just
I did
just,
not.
This just is do blow. You don't need to read vows. Who reads vows at the wedding?
I'm not going to do it. That's between me and my wife.
You know the purpose of a wedding? It's like a public declaration of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's people there.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to like read that out loud.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why is anyone even fucking there? Yeah, we get it. You guys love each other. We could have just said
it's a public declaration of the marriage. It's not a public declaration of me saying I love you.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. That's why I'm getting married to you.
Goodness
gracious. Two retards arguing about wedding etiquette. This is good.
This is why you're not having one.
Okay. All right, we're gonna get past this. We're gonna get past this.
All right, I'm right about this.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Worst scenario to be in a K-hole.
A wedding.
This right now.
A wedding.
Hmm.
I mean, unlimited.
The womb.
Yeah, any scenario besides when you're meaning to.
Like, yeah, accidentally at any point.
Any scenario besides an after party or like a concert sounds like hell.
A school bus?
Ooh, yeah, a plane, a flight.
A plane, yeah.
Mm. Ooh, you could just kind of...
A plane could be good.
And it's deboarding?
You could just kind of vibe out.
Yeah, you just nuke out and then you fucking land?
No, it's deboarding. A plane is deboarding.
Yeah, when you have to do a task.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A required task.
At any possible time, you have to do something that you don't want to do.
Hey, Jay, you're up. It's your turn.
Yeah, when you have to stand at all.
Mm-hmm. You have to stand or talk to anyone that doesn't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. That would be fucking hell. Oh, being in jail.
Yeah, that could be dope too, though.
Well, that means you probably got it in jail, so.
No, I'm like, imagine you like... did some and then you got caught like right away and then you're like holy fuck
that would be tough.
You're getting like arrested.
Oh, going through like processing.
Yeah, you're getting like arrested.
I was thinking in the cell that could be fine.
No, like you're like getting arrested.
Some cell K.
Yeah, getting arrested. Like them trying to slap the cuffs on you and you're just
yeah
that would be aggressive.
K-holes are tough.
There's only a few places where it is good.
There's a very select few places where it is acceptable.
It's like just on a couch with a bunch of other people who also just did
K. Yep.
Yeah, it's very selective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you being with like you're the only one on it and everyone else is like blown out and they're all trying to talk to you, that would be pretty shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doing it by yourself with people who aren't doing it.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Or parenting.
Oh my God.
Teacher conference.
Yeah. A parent teacher conference, that would hit.
There's almost infinite scenarios where it would be dreadful.
Driving.
I mean,
yeah, I would probably pull over.
Yeah, that would be
near impossible.
You would think you pulled over.
That's true.
Oh yeah, that would be
sketch.
Parking.
Ubers are
parallel
rough.
Parking in a K-hole. That's got to be the most difficult
thing. Ubers are rough in a K-hole.
Are they?
From experience.
It's like a moving couch.
No,
but they're trying to talk to you there, and dude. You're just like sitting there, like looking like a retard.
And if you have to be sitting up, like you don't get to be like
kind of just like slouched.
You got your feet all up in the back of an Uber.
No, you can slouch down in there. You don't think?
If it was three in the back, it's rough.
Yeah. Imagine you're crammed in.
Middle seat, front seat of an Uber.
Ooh, an Uber pool. You're with like four strangers in an Uber.
That is the worst.
that might take the cake.
I think that's it.
There's plenty. Name it. Really.
Doing anything.
You could even name something that's good, a good time to be in a K-hole, and I could make it bad.
Yeah, it can go south a lot of ways.
It can go south when it's going good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This one would be fun.
Who was that one from?
This one was from CIA Agent Bro.
CIA agent, bro?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, think you should have read that before we started.
Yeah. You maybe the tag comes first. Yeah. We've never done K.
I don't have the tag for this one, but it's
that was all hypothetical,
right?
Jesus Christ.
I feel like Jay will have some good answers for this. Favorite white lie.
Oh. Favorite white lie.
I'm almost there. I just left.
Yeah. Or what did you do this weekend? And then just saying like, oh, just kind of chilled.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just hung out?
Yeah.
Favorite white lie.
Be there in 10.
Favorite
white lie. How many girls have you slept with?
Is that a white lie?
I don't know if to that's, me, it's a white lie.
I don't know if that's a, I don't know if that's a little white
to
lie.
To me, there's plenty of white lies.
Yeah. It's all of yours are white.
Yeah, they're all white lies. Yeah, it's just a little one.
Yeah.
It's a little baby one.
The real question is, how many white lies can you do before
it how many white lies is just a lie?
It becomes like a full-on
It just
lie.
Becomes lying.
2.5.
That's it. You only give me 2.5 lies. What's a half lie?
17.
17? 17 seems fine. To the same person.
Yeah.
Hi, Liam, what is like a white, like...
What's the white lie scale?
What's the etiquette on
like,
a white lie?
Where do you draw the line?
I think a white lie is something like...
Well, can't something be repeated. It's something harmless.
It's something harmless, or maybe it's not... to that person, it would set them off, but you know it's not... Like,
it's not that big of a deal.
It's like what did you guys do after the bar, and you know...
They would
went to like someone else's house and then that she doesn't like, and then to somewhere like home.
It's like something
and you're
that
like, oh, we came straight home from.
You
dinner.
Really don't want
it,
to like, tell them.
It doesn't affect.
I had three drinks.
Doesn't affect the grand scheme of things, but they're just better off not knowing the truth.
Well, it's the real. Okay. If we're being honest here, the more I think about it, a white lie is just a lie that you've decided is for
a
their
white,
benefit.
Yeah.
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 Like,
how many.
For the other person's benefit.
Yeah, you've decided in your own mind that it's for their benefit.
It's on a need-to-know basis, the information.
And they don't need to know.
Yeah.
How many white... What's the opposite of a white lie?
Just a fucking bold-faced lie.
Bold-faced lie?
An absolute bold? Black hole lie.
How many white lies equal a bold lie?
17.
Okay, so yeah, if there was like a... Someone asked you what you did that night, and then you have to string together like four white lies, I think that culminates into one lie.
Oh, yeah, like how many in a row?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about the same thing.
What'd you do after that? You lied about where you went. Like, oh, I went to Morgan's. You went to like some after party.
You went to
like, oh, what'd you do after that? Oh, I went to another thing. Oh, I went to Jack in the Box. Okay.
Oh, what were you guys doing there? Oh, we were just hanging out. You were ripping lines and fucking drinking.
Yeah, four, you're a liar.
I think
yeah.
four, you're just the whole thing's a lie.
Well, that's why you have to lie better. When someone asks you something, you don't give them a little piece. You blanket lie.
Yeah, you live in the
You got to blanket out the whole.
I think I pass out like 10.
Just always, I think.
Yeah.
Gray area.
Yeah, it's a gray area. I thought I did.
Yeah.
Until
it's a gray
you
lie.
Show me proof otherwise, and then I'll remember better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just misspoke.
That's a
You have my location showing up? Then, oh, yeah, we did go there.
That's
I forgot.
Yeah. Right. I knew you got this.
Is it a white lie if you actually don't remember it?
No, but
that's a
if
black
you
lie.
Don't remember it,
you were blacked
and you
out.
Say something else that is a lie, then it's still a lie.
But like you didn't realize you went somewhere in between.
But you know,
it's only a lie if you know it.
But through you not knowing, if you made something else up to cover up what you don't know happened,
still
that's
a lie.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that made sense.
That's
the way I said it, right? Yeah. Is that vernacular?
Sounded right.
Of you guys?
Sounded grammatically correct.
That felt right.
Mm-hmm. What was the question again?
Favorite white lie.
Oh, favorite. Who's that one from? Make sure this isn't like fucking lie test 03 or something. Morg's ex.
John's ex.
Yeah, seriously.
We got a bunch from Usagi.
Usagi? That was Usagi?
I think so.
He's still not writing them down.
Doesn't know.
I just deleted it because we did it.
Oh, so you're writing them down, not saying I'm deleting them now.
No, I said Usagi before, I thought.
All right, who's this one from?
This one's from You Are Soggy. Craziest thing you've ever done to get a date?
To get a date?
Talk to a
girl. I was every white girl on Hinge right now, I'd say like downloading this app.
Yeah, right? Oh my God. That's literally on their profile. Downloading this
Craziest
app.
Thing I've done to get a date.
Talk to a girl.
Yeah, walk up to a girl in public.
To get a date.
Like, are they saying like
the craziest things that's ever led up to you getting a date?
Okay, like the craziest circumstance of like a meeting where then I ended up going on a date with that person?
Yeah.
I had one.
They had a boyfriend when you met. And
oh, yeah, I was.
That's me and become best friends with their boyfriend.
Boy, me and their boy had a shot right before. There was one, I was on a layover flight from Canada. There was a storm and we were laid over in the airport for like 6 hours waiting for a flight. And I was just like next to this person and we ended up going on a date when we got back.
Really?
Yeah.
So you do have airport game.
It took 6 hours.
Layover game's different.
Layover game's different because we were waiting in an area.
You have common ground.
Yeah, we could be like, oh, this fucking sucks.
Right? Yeah. You have
something. Can you believe this? What is
God? Fucking Southwest, am I right?
I'm never flying Air Canada again. Yeah.
Right? Fucking bullshit.
Did we get any more updates?
Okay. Should go grab a cocktail.
you want me to hold your spot? You come right back. Yeah.
I want to watch your stuff.
Super quiet too. Yeah. She didn't even hear you.
Want me to watch your stuff? I'll watch your back.
No, yeah, I'll watch your back. You don't have to move spots.
Craziest thing, though.
We could lean up against each other's backs and maybe fall asleep for a little bit.
Considering I've been on like 4 dates, I can't say I have anything super crazy.
Yeah, you guys have got like 10 dates max between the two of you.
Yeah, sorry, we're a little more selective.
It's not selective. It's just, you know, you're not shooting shots.
Yeah, it's called selective.
It's called focus and determination.
Yeah. You're not getting it. It's done.
Okay.
You're not getting it. All right. Let's see.
I'm trying to think. If sending half the messages I sent on Hinge counts.
Yeah, you're just, entire game is crazy.
All right, this one is again from you, Soggy.
This is from you, Soggy?
Yes. What skill sets would kill the vibe between you and a new chick, such as she's handier in home repairs, better at backing up a trailer? That's a fucking good one.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know how to back up a trailer.
Yeah, so that you got me.
They had some good examples. Grilling and golfing.
Ooh, fuck.
Golfing, this is one for you. You should know.
Golfing, I'd think is cool. But anything too manly, I'd be like, fuck. I'd feel very insecure.
I think it comes down to how they're better than me at it. Like, if it was backing up a trailer and she grew up on a ranch, right? Or something like that, I'd be like, okay, that's
fair. No, who's letting her drive that fucking trailer?
Well, she worked, her dad, she works on the ranch with her dad.
Dad's parking that.
Okay, can you give me a hypothetical
just
here?
Just play along.
Can you play along for a second here? But if we both just tried to do it and it was our first time and she was just better.
Yes, okay.
That would suck.
Yeah, that's a better circumstance.
They didn't have some sort of formal training.
Yeah, like if we both just went bowling for the first time and she just bowled like a 200, I'd be like...
I think like a weird skill like that, like golfing or bowling, I'd be cool with. But like something like... Just like, yeah, parallel parking or something.
Being handy would be rough. Like if she was like,
oh,
no.
if she was like,
no, give me the Phillips.
You move into a new apartment. She mounts a TV for you.
Okay. That would be fucked up.
Yeah.
I would actually.
I'd be stoked, I'd be a little chapped.
Like they're just buying shit at Target and putting it up and doing it themselves.
Building it all.
Oh, I just got this new thing from IKEA. Don't worry. I'm going to put it together.
That's doable.
Imagine like. Your check engine light's on and she goes and just fixes your car.
I would have some questions about that.
It would matter more if it ever came up.
If she changed your oil for you by herself.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'll change it. I don't go to, that's oil changes are a ripoff. I'll do it.
I'll do that one.
She's like under the car on one of those little dollies.
Yeah.
It depends on how it comes up though. Like if it's just between us. And like she changes the oil at the house,
if we're with a group of people,
and she's like, I have to fucking change the oil for this idiot, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
If it became a point of like roasting, I'd be pretty upset.
Like if she, I'd be willing to say anything if it was like that, I would learn how to do it better.
Yeah, but like, for instance, if a girl, like, if you're trying to change a tire and she had to do it for you, I would have to just get out. I'd feel like I'm done.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a thing. There's some things that if you don't know how to do as a human being, then yeah.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
But if it was like a skill or if she was just like, yeah, if she could like fix the fridge or something.
Or like you guys have like a, you know, a gathering and you're barbecuing and she's like, no.
And she's like, you can do the hot dogs. I got all the steaks.
She's like, he's trash. I'm grilling.
A video game. If she's better than you at a video game.
See, I think that would be kind of cool, though.
It would be cool if she was good at it, better.
Think of how many hours that would have to be.
Well, like, I don't know.
Like, that's a lot.
I don't know.
Like, but if we were sitting and she was right here and we were talking about video games, then she was like, oh, I fucking wreck you in COD. You suck.
And just 1v1s
yeah,
me
and
body.
Yeah, and just fucking you get no
360 no scopes you? Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty badass, honestly.
Not
if anyone was
if
around.
If we were sitting here watching it, just roasting the shit. Oh,
I wouldn't
you.
Want spectators. No yeah. one said that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it was if people knew.
Okay, yeah. If people know almost anything, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If it was just between us and like she could fix shit around the house, I'd be like, fuck yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's lit.
How hard would you have to train if your girlfriend was beating you in Call of Duty, dude?
You just break up.
You have to.
There's or that. You just never play video games ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an easy out.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Let's throw the Xbox off the fucking roof.
Male masculinity right there was at all time low for that whole conversation. Couldn't let it happen. Never.
Yeah, we're just insecure little bitches.
The entirety of that segment. Dump him, okay. Data dude.
Turns out he's better at everything, but you allow it.
Yeah. Well, he's bigger and stronger than me, so yeah. It's fine.
Another one from Usagi. Would you rather every text you ever sent goes public or your porn history?
Text.
I think the... fuck me. Oh, that's a good one. I think the
is it just me that it goes public for, or like everyone gets to pick it? Because if my porn
everyone can see it public information.
If my porn history is up there with everyone else's porn history, I don't think it's that bad.
No, it's not shocking.
But my text messages up against everyone else's text messages would be probably bad.
I think the porn thing, it would just be like, yeah, get over it.
But if it was just me, like no one else.
Yeah, but I would just be like, you know, you're all doing the same shit.
Well, see, I have some dodgy searches from the podcast stuff. So,
oh, that's what you're calling them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pre-release.
You can justify that.
But that'd be hard if it was just on a leaderboard and it was all under
there. The text alone just to like you guys would be criminal.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. And not even like sappy text to a girl, like just the text between us later. See ya.
Yeah, because I could on the porn, I could cover up a lot of those with...
It's justifiable.
Like, oh, I was just researching. I was just looking. It just popped up.
Or just like, look, I know you're all doing the same shit, but the text messages between friends and stuff is bad.
Yeah, that would fuck a lot of shit up.
Oh, yeah. Well, not. I wasn't even thinking
we'd
about...
We'd be done for.
I wasn't even thinking... I was thinking about, like, horrendous stuff I've said. I didn't even think about, like, us just roasting people.
Yeah.
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 And then you, like, have to see that person. And, like, yeah. Oh, I saw the thread on you.
I saw the leaderboard.
That'd be insane.
I saw that entire thread you had with
this would be Garrett, our only group of friends.
Yeah. No, throw stepsister seduces on there.
Yeah. Porn. Throw out my porn history.
Way to throw something normal in there is, like, that's the worst thing you got. Yeah.
Well, because, you know, there's every once in a while, there's, like, the one, oh, did you see the girl get fucked by a horse or something?
And I'm you
like,
got to look it up.
I'm just like, is it really true?
I'm with him on this.
I mean, I'd get it.
You ever seen the German Shepherd?
Was that like a sixth grade thing?
Yeah, it was pretty early on.
I don't think I saw that.
That was pretty fucked up, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was. Yep. Yeah.
Dude, that's one of those things. Remember how we just used to like watch videos of people getting like beheaded and shit when we were kids?
Dude, I love that shit.
What was that fucking website called? It was so gnarly.
Just Twitter.
No, I mean like back in like middle school, you had to like find
there was
it.
Like a website that you could get like
it was the beheadings.
Yeah, there was like, all kinds of
was
crazy
it like
shit.
E-Bombs World, one of those weird.
It was some that fucking right.
Like 4chan. Those sites were all gnarly.
Yeah, and that was just part of that was like sixth grade.
Well, I remember like we'd get home from school and like parents weren't home yet, and we'd go on those websites and just be like, all right, we're just gonna keep scrolling until we like can't.
Or especially when we actually got like cell phones in high school. Like that could watch a video. Yeah. You'd just be like, someone would just be like, look at this. And it's
look at this bedding.
Literally like, yeah.
You're like, yo, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. That shit's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Do you think it's worse now or they don't have it?
No, I've seen it recently.
It's probably worse now.
No, for kids. I mean,
fuck yeah.
Yeah. You can find it on Twitter now.
Like, dude, you're telling me there isn't some sick kid in the third grade typing in fucking,
there's way more on the internet.
I see it on some of that stuff on TikTok. Like every once in a while on TikTok, a thing will pop up of just like a chopper gunner, like mowing people down.
Yeah. There's some gnarly shit just on like standard social media. You don't even have to search for it. I'll see it on Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter rips.
I don't have Twitter.
Or X.
X. Yeah.
X. Should I get it now that it's X?
It's cooler now that it's X.
Is it cooler?
Yeah.
What's cooler about it?
It's just,
it has an X on it.
Yeah. That is cooler.
But they're still called tweets?
No.
I think they are.
They're called
retweet
X's.
They're called X's and re-X.
Really?
Rexes.
No, I actually don't know. I don't know.
No, they're tweets still.
Are they?
Well, it's still called Twitter, isn't it?
No.
No, it's called X.
Shut the fuck up.
It literally is.
He just changed the name of like the most popular social media.
SpaceX, XX, XXX.
Tentacion.
XXX, XX dot XX.
V. Videos.
Oh, V. Mm. Yeah. Dot V.
Makes sense.
All right, what else is Splooge Master Cream Button or whatever his name is?
Usagi on the leaderboard.
Usagi.
How unstoppable would you be if hangovers weren't a thing?
Unbelievable.
I don't think I would ever stop drinking.
Yeah.
That's a good take.
I would be more of an alcoholic.
Yeah, if I wasn't going to get hungover.
Because that's the only reason you ever stop.
Yeah, because I do most things better
drunk. I would just Uber everywhere and I'd just be drunk all the time.
Yeah, take away driving and I'm fine.
Yeah. Fuck. We'd be unstoppable.
We would be 1,000 years ahead of wherever we are right now, technology-wise. Like, if the entire world was just operating.
Oh, if everyone was unstoppable?
Yeah.
College 4.0.
No, they'd still be fat.
Valedictorian.
No, you just do drink vodka.
Oh, fair.
You gotta drink slug beers.
And smoke cigarettes.
That's easy. That would be dangerous.
It would be incredible, though.
Isn't that crazy to think that you could just not do that? It's not like this is some abstract concept. You could just not drink and that would actually be your life.
But I like the reset, dude.
You need a little reset.
You like the reset?
You need a hard
reset. The reset's the worst part.
Dude, I think all day, bro.
Yeah, when Morgan hungover, needs his shutdown.
When I'm hungover, I thought you meant the reset was like the hangover like day.
That is the reset.
That's the reset? Oh, I thought were you not thinking he was saying the
drinking part? No, I know he's talking about his hungover days.
Yeah.
You like that?
He likes just...
Dude, I work fucking 12 hours a day,
but you
bro.
Could just do that not hungover.
No, I need to turn off my brain. It needs to be in like, I'm about to die mode. It needs to be in like
low power mode. Yeah. It needs to get obliterated the night before.
It needs to be functioning.
Which also, when we went to the after party on Saturday, you were lights out.
After party?
At Blind Tiger?
I was.
You left right when we got there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was completely sober. I'm not completely sober, but I was.
No, you were not.
Okay, maybe not.
No, you
were not. Fuck no, you were not.
Maybe not.
No.
But I wasn't that fucked up.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, I sweat it out. Also, that kid gave me a bump of K and I just didn't know how to. I couldn't function in that hot fucking desert.
Yeah, I got rocked. Room. I got absolutely rocked in there.
Dude, fuck that place, dude. I love that place.
I love
that place.
But, dude, you should have seen when we left. It was scary in there.
What was it, like six?
Like 3, 4.
No, we left at 3.
Okay, 4:35.
That place is incredible.
It was scary. It got scary. There wasn't any girls left there. There was like 8 guys.
There was 8 people?
There was like 8 to 10
people. Oh, you were one of them.
I was the 9th.
We've done that many times.
Yeah, it got dark.
What are you doing at that point?
Well, I felt like it was there's
looking
like
for the girls.
Max exodus at one point. Like all of a sudden, I turned around and everyone was gone.
And then you stayed for like another hour.
We wrote it out just to see if any girls would trickle in. They didn't.
Surprise!
Surprise! All right, let's see.
All-time superpower: no hangovers, though.
That'd be.
Oh yeah, yeah. Did we already do this one? You're an inch in your mom and your dad is an inch in you. Which way are you going to get out?
We haven't done that one, but I've heard that question before and it's a toughie.
Is there any way out? What do you mean?
So
you pulling out or pushing back?
Are you pulling out? Are you shoving your dad's dick more in your ass to get out of your mom? Or are you shoving your dick more in your mom to get your dad's dick out of your ass?
I think I got to go backwards.
Daddy's dick.
I can't go into my mom.
Reach in and pull them both.
Bear hug them both and spin.
Oh my god!
And 360
start a doggy
out.
Pile on the ground.
Oh god!
Sickening. Tap in your brother behind your dad.
Jesus!
Yeah, call my boys and add the fun.
Jesus!
Strap a belt around the three of us.
I think I've seen my dad's dick. I could back up, and it's not that much more.
It's not going to be too much.
Yeah, me and my dad have the same dick, but I wouldn't want my dick in my ass.
You would? If you were going to get a dick in your ass, you're telling me you wouldn't want it to be your dick?
I have a huge dick, you know?
I think your own dick is the only appropriate one to have.
I don't think I could push up on my mom like that, dude.
Yeah, that's
too much.
Well, you could say it's not even your fault. Your dad pushed into you.
So I push harder?
But that's a white lie.
See, that's a definition of a white lie. Yeah, we're pushing. We're back.
That's an old rock in a hard place. Huh? Yeah,
quite literally.
Yeah,
rock in a soft place.
And that's I think that's what like a is true is true is false and false if, then, is false.
Yeah. If,
yeah.
If X, then Y.
Both would be dreadful.
Yeah. No, I'm backing down daddy's dick.
That chart right there.
That's the only answer I could fathom.
You got to back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds good to see.
It's the only time you get to back up and win. Real question is, how'd you get there?
Yeah. I'd like to know what events led to that.
What else you got? Was that Splurgy? Green Boy?
I don't have the names for some of these. Fart
or whatever his name was.
You Fart.
If you had to rename the Hogwarts houses, what would you call them?
Ooh.
Okay.
Basildorf is one of them. Basildorf? Boomerang.
Call one of them.
Boomerang.
Slytherin's just...
The boomerangs,
slidey,
snakey,
slidey crib,
slippery little
the slip,
the slithery little snakey
the
snakes,
the slippy slippers,
the slithery little snakey snakes,
the bad icky slippy, slippy slip,
Ravenclaw's like pigeon toe,
pigeon toe, beak,
yeah,
chicken beak,
Hufflepuff's Lizzo's crib,
fish beak, opposite of
that
a bird
also
is a
sounds
fish.
like one of the.
That could, I think that's one of the off-brand ones at like a different school.
Well,
you have fish beaks.
Buckbeak. Fish horn.
You know buckbeak? Hagrid's big griffin thing?
Yeah.
Is that buckbeak?
Yeah, that's buckbeak. Don't get too close, though.
Dude, you don't know shit about Potter.
My Potter knowledge is low.
Do we
My
go
wizardry?
One? Okay, Hogwarts.
You're not a wizard.
I'm not a wizard.
Hogwarts? Chlamydia.
Go dog farts for that one.
Genital herpes.
Herpskirp.
Do we try to preserve
herports? No, it's too close.
Hogwarts. Thick hog. Thick bumpy hog.
Pig.
John's dick.
Pig dog for Hogwarts.
Pig dog?
Yeah.
Why dog?
It's good.
Are we missing one?
Huffle.
I did Hufflepuff. I said it's Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Oh.
The Lizzos.
I like that a lot.
The Lizzos.
So, what it was, dog farts?
No, that was John's cock. That's the whole school name.
Oh, dog farts.
John's cock, the slippery little snakey snakes.
John's cock, slippery.
The snakes. Slippy slides.
Slippy slides, slippy. It's never the same for that one.
Yeah,
it's some combination. Yeah,
it
of
changes
shit.
Every time.
Yeah,
that's the magic in it.
Yeah,
the slip and slides. What is it? Dog horns.
You know what was the first one you said that we just accepted for Gryffindor? It's like Basildorf.
Oh, Basildorf.
Basildorf.
Yes. Yes. And then
the gardening house. They grow basil.
Boomerang. I thought.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just add more.
We need another house.
What would our house be?
To split it five ways.
Grumbleford.
Oh.
Bubble Guts?
No.
Bubble Guts. That's a good house.
Bubble
name.
Guts is a good house.
Wait,
name.
What's the fucking Grundle?
Oh, Grundle. The Grundles.
The Grundles.
The Grindles.
Grundles.
Grundlewald.
Grundle Slurp.
The Undergrold.
The Undergrundle.
Grundle yeah. Slurpers.
Grundundles.
The Underwalds.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Underwalds.
This is nonsense.
Dog.
The slip sloppy slippy slides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those,
this is
got
good.
It.
I
we
feel like
it.
This
no,
is
we got
good.
It. We
nailed
yeah, we had
it.
It.
Yeah.
We had it.
Fucking nailed it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Whoever that was.
That was me. But I thought it was good.
I like that.
At MB.
What gender would you be if there was a full moon?
A trans wolf.
Definitely something that howls.
Yeah.
Where trans?
Where trans?
Vagia wolf.
A trampire?
A trampire?
Ooh, trampire.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah,
we got the it. Names
Count
rocking.
Trampula?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'd Count Cocula?
Yeah, I'd be a trampire for sure.
Trampire, that'd be lit.
Sucking only cock, not blood.
Yeah. I'm here to suck your cock. We got that one.
Yeah, that
one.
Yeah, we did that one.
Yeah.
That one was good. That's a quickie, but a goodie.
Quickie, but a goodie, indeed.
What was the question again? That
what gender would you be if there's a full moon?
Yeah, that's just a good question.
A good
you
question.
Could do what gender would you be, insert anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any scenario.
If there's like a...
What gender would you be on a Wednesday?
Yeah. Well, that's a tough one.
On Taco Tuesday, what gender? Yeah.
That's... Ooh, no, I can't even
Mexican.
Answer that.
Yeah.
Mexican.
Cinco de Mayo. What gender are you?
What's the most telltale signs it's time to get off a multi-day / week bender? They put that in there.
Anytime you have to use that verbiage to describe it.
How do I know it's
if
time
you say
to give up?
Multi-week?
I feel like when nothing is working anymore. You just pass out like you're just done. Toast.
If you're honestly in that scenario,
no amount of drugs is making you feel better.
When you run out, that's the only way you're
no amount of drugs is doing anything for you,
but you're gonna keep doing them.
But I'm saying, like, you're like dwindling, like you're just like about to fall asleep.
Yeah, that's like EDC.
Yeah,
like you could do fucking anything, it's just not working.
You just shut down.
When you look old, I feel like
when you, well, yeah,
like
when,
two, 3 days, you start to look old.
When your friends start to like scare you, but you're doing the same thing as them.
Yeah.
You're like, holy shit.
Yeah. When you look at them and you're doing it too.
Yeah.
And it looks bad.
Yeah. And it looks scary. You're like, wow, that's what I look like. Yeah. Probably worse.
It's usually some combination of, I catch a smell of myself.
Ooh. Yeah.
Combined with like, I'll have like a craving for soup.
If you've been in the same clothes for like more than 3 days.
Yeah.
You're like a little bit of chicken broth would hit
something.
You have like 37 missed calls from your family.
You're fucking your mom and your dad.
Okay. Mm, there you go. Yep. And you took it there.
No, that's
yeah.
the from the, no, yeah, the callback.
We went there.
It's callback.
My bad. My
so that's how you end up there.
Yeah. That's how you end up there. Multi week bender.
Anytime you start to describe, I think if you can't remember when you started.
Yes.
If you're just talking amongst people and you're like, wait, was that Wednesday or?
Yeah. Like 4th of July weekend. I swear to God, I don't remember which night was what at all. Like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No.
Yeah.
Other than going to Chris Lake, I don't remember what day was it.
Someone says something that happened like yesterday and you thought it was like last week.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's when you, that's when you know for sure.
Yep. Because the days are long because you're awake for 24 hours.
Yeah. It's a bender on its own is like 3 days long.
Yeah.
We need to stop.
We got to stop.
But next question.
Next week. End.
What's it like being single? This is on there. This is real.
You put this
one. I swear on my life.
It's great.
What do you want to say? Right.
I love it.
Well, we said we get to all of them, so I have to read them.
Was that like you trying to jab at us?
No.
He did laugh like it was a jab.
Yeah. No, I just thought it was funny.
What is it like, Morgan?
Why was it funny?
What is it like, Morgan?
Huh?
Yeah, what's it about to be like? That's cool.
It's fun.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I can't decide.
I've enjoyed it. I don't have any negative things to say about my time being single compared to my not times being single.
Less people to disappoint.
Like happiness per day capita, way more on the single side than on the not single side.
Yeah. You think? You're happy more days. Like I'm never like, oh man, I'm dying for a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But when I have a girlfriend, I'm like,
when I had a girlfriend where I was like, I'll fucking slit my wrist.
Yeah. There's so many times where I'm like, this needs to end.
It's good when it's good.
Yeah.
But I know what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good when it's good. Yeah, it's great when it's way better than.
Yeah.
Like that's the difference. When you're in a relationship, it's good when it's good. But single, it's great.
But like I'd say
it's amazing.
There's a solid 15 to 20% of just any week where you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, I would say being in a relationship raises your floor of sadness from like you're never like that lonely and sad. But it also brings down the max happiness you could be because you can't just do like the funnest things.
Also,
so you're right. You're more in the middle.
Also brings up the level. You can just be pissed off all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You're way more in the middle, but when you're single, you get to ride that high, low, you know,
you get to hit them.
Cause
nobody's stopping you.
Yeah.
So you ride those highs and then you drill those lows.
Yeah. Oh, you bury yourself in those lows.
Yeah. Skydive into them.
All right.
But overall, it's good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'd say we could.
I can't read those. I don't even know what it says.
There's a couple more. Do we just
want to knock them out? We might as well.
Yeah.
Fuck it. This one's from Hufflepuff.
69.
This one's from Usagi again. If you could be a celebrity for a day, who would you choose and what's the first thing you'd do? For a day?
Who has a day, a cool day?
A cool ass day, like every day?
Like, I'm trying to make sure, like, I don't tell, like, if I said, like, Bezos or something, and then I'm just, like, in a board meeting that day, that would suck.
But it'd be, I was going to say Elon Musk, because you just have the most money of anyone on Earth.
But you only get to, you get to buy shit for a day?
No, just do whatever you want.
I would say, like, I would pick an athlete or something, like, and just dunk. Like LeBron and just fucking slam dunk all day.
You think that would be hella fun?
You're only getting it a day. Like if you buy something, it's gone.
I don't mean buy something. I just mean like you could literally just do whatever you want.
LeBron's pretty rich.
That's true.
Yeah, LeBron is pretty rich.
I'd spend the morning windmill dunking.
And on then, a 5-foot hoop, too.
Yeah, and then I'd take my ass to a fucking club and throw bands.
No, fuck that. I'd go to an elementary school and play against the kids.
Yeah, and just fucking absolutely. You'd
already do that. You'd just go to jail. Wouldn't
yeah,
be cool.
Maybe funner if you're LeBron.
It'd be cool. Yeah. You'd just be
well, see, I could pull it off.
You'd end up on like a fucking list. Yeah.
Now I'd be on a list.
Maybe take a nap.
After you windmill for a
minute? Yeah, just a full morning of
windmills. I just feel like Elon would be cool because you'd have access to like the sickest fucking shit.
Ooh, maybe like a...
you could go fly in a spaceship if you
maybe
want.
Maybe reverse of like the dunking is cool part. Like someone with access to like some information that's cool.
Ooh, like a, Biden. Just yeah, to see just, how fucked his brain actually is.
It would suck to be in Biden's body, but you get to like, hey.
You could touch a bunch of kids. Yeah.
That. Or you could just like you could call up all your Secretary of State people and just be like, hey, what's the down low on all this stuff?
Well, yeah, fuck that. I'm figuring out about the aliens.
Yeah, I'd be like, give me everything.
Yeah.
The
emergency meeting, give me everything.
That's it.
Or who's that super crazy fucker?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. I want to be him for a day.
He knows everything already.
And it just, I would just, yeah.
Because it makes sense to him. So I want to see what that feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those for sure. So windmill dunk or. No, but it's for sure.
Okay.
Fuck with that.
Or like...
windmill dunk sounds like a fun day.
It does.
Just at his rich ass house, just like...
Or like...
Drake would be sick.
Putin or something.
Drake's a boss.
Putin or something?
Oh, another country.
Kim Jong-un. Oh, Kim Jong. Kim Jong.
Yeah. Just kind of get some intel.
Is it Kim Jong-il now? Or
it's Un.
It's Un.
Un.
Un
first.
They kind of put no Nguyens over there. Huh? They all came here.
No Unlaps or whatever.
Nguyens?
No Nguyens.
Wins?
That's not North
that's
Korean.
That's not Korean.
Oh no, I'm just saying. Kim Jong Un would bust.
Could.
Yeah.
Unless it's just actually really sucks over there, and he's just having a bad time.
It's gotta really suck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he lives like a king, so it's probably chill.
Yeah, he's Kim Jong Un. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was Kim Jong Un.
I think that's the same thing. You just pronounced it
differently. Yeah, I always thought I was pronouncing it incorrectly.
What else you got, pig?
Okay, if she's unbelievably hot, but she has herpes, are you going to jimmy up for mommy or walk?
Jimmy up for mommy. What kind of herpes? Like genital? There's two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll wear a condom for once.
That's true.
I mean, could go buy a condom.
That's more of a like...
I mean, okay, let's be fair. There was probably some chicks in college that we didn't even know and we still did it.
Yeah.
So if I know, at least I know.
Well, okay, let's play another scenario.
Okay.
Like let's do one that's not permanent. Like how hot do they have to be if you knew you were getting the clap after?
I mean, I wouldn't even really care. Don't you just take like a pill? If it was like, oh, she's going to give you AIDS. Now we have a conversation.
Yeah. Well, herpes, AIDS, those are the ones that you can't get rid of. Anything else, I guess.
Yeah, but
fine.
Like AIDS is a little bit bigger.
All right, what about just HIV?
Just HIV?
I don't know if I'd sign up for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was
worse.
Or
even risk that one.
Is that the worst
one? HIV, no, AIDS is the worst.
It's HIV and AIDS?
They're the same thing.
It leads one to AIDS. Is worse. You have to have HIV to get AIDS.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I always mix those up.
And then you are AIDS.
And then
I mix those up like my left and rights, you know?
Yeah.
So do one of these. HIV is first.
Yes. Okay. Left is...
Lefty, loosey, righty, tighty.
Yeah.
HIV, AIDS.
AIDS. Got it. Wow, I was going to say that too.
Sounds good.
Dream festival to play at? I guess it's more so the stage that we're on.
County Fair.
The County Fair, yeah.
Because, like, I would say EDC, but we've already done that. Just bigger stage.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a bigger stage.
Nah, Tomorrowland would be lit.
Tomorrowland would be lit as fuck. Coachella Sahara Tent just
is a
fucking vibe, too.
Yeah.
Totally.
There's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah, all of them, but bigger scale.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Headlining.
Sure. Yes.
Which one would you like to headline?
Yeah.
We done, for the,
that was
done
lit.
For the day?
Let's cap it off.
Our nonsense hour has concluded. No jackhammers. That was nice.
Fuck.
Did we not get any?
They turned it off.
They were still ringing in my head a little
bit. They turned it off for us.
Oh, they're about to start right back up.
Swear to God.
Yeah. Are they?
It's perfect.
Fuck them.
Out of way, boys.
Well.
52, what it do?
We will be back next Friday. Right on time, baby.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Bing.